Hey, Rex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Not bad.
Good.
So, Patriots, Jets, is there any more to say than that? I mean, it's such a rivalry between these teams, not just a division game, but I'm sure you know the history of the Border War by now.
Oh, yeah. No, you're exactly right. I kind of understood it, you know, real quick last year. So, you know, that's really, you know, my experience on it will be the, you know, the two games we played against them last year.
You know, Rex, you obviously made a few headlines when you wrote on that ESPN bus, you know, soon to be champs or whatever, and then Welker came back and wrote one game at a time. I'm wondering, did you catch Welker writing that? Did you have any feeling on that? Did you kind of get a kick out of it?
No, I got a kick out of it. I knew the bus was going up there next, so I wanted to make sure. You know, I wasn't sure who was going to be doing it, but I knew that they would certainly get a charge out of it, and they did. But, again, you know, that's what I believe anyway. So, you know, and you know, Wes Welker, the funny thing, you know, that's a guy that I totally respect. He's a he's, you know, a tough-as-nails guy. And, you know, it's of all the guys that, you know, he'll talk back and forth with me, with our assistant coaches, all that kind of stuff, and I appreciate that. His college roommate is a voluntary coach here for us. And Mike Smith is a guy that I coached in Baltimore that's with us here. And I know those are best buddies, and you know, we go back and forth, but, you know, it definitely a respect thing there.
Have you learned anything from that last game when he had 15 catches?
Yeah. Let's not have that happen again. But you know what? He's going to catch a ton of passes. You know, like I said before, I just hope he doesn't break the record like he did last time we played. At least that's what it seemed like. But, you know, he's a matchup nightmare. You know, who are you going to put on him and all that kind of stuff? You know, because, you know, Brady and Welker work so well that if you pressure him, he knows that he's going to shake man coverage. And you know, when he gets the ball, the way Brady delivers it, he gets the ball where he's got room to run. And that's what you got to try to eliminate.
Rick, so what is the name of Wes's college roommate who's your voluntary assistant? Was that
Mike Smith?
Mike Smith, that's what I thought.
Mike Smith.
And Rick, you know, we can talk about the Patriots and Jets, you know, two different approaches, the way they go about things. How would you describe the similarities and differences of the two teams from your viewpoint?
Well, I think we're similar, and both teams expect to win. I think, you know, we don't have the rings yet, but, you know, that's certainly both teams' missions. You know, do we go about things differently? I think that's just the way Bill is. I think he's, you know, he's always true to himself and his team. You know, he knows what he wants from his team and all that, and I'm going to be true to myself. So I think we're a little different there, the way we approach things, but I think we're both after the same thing.
How's your situation coming to left guard?
Actually, our kid played pretty good. Matt Slauson played pretty good. I know he got beat by Haloti not in a one-on-one situation, but, you know, that was a glaring mistake. But other than that, I thought the young man played well.
You know, Rex, you mentioned you guys don't have the rings yet, and you still seem, maybe not surprising, pretty confident. But did Monday's loss kind of, I don't know, did it humble you a little bit?
Well, it humbled me because, you know, here we had the first time, you know, we're opening up our new stadium. The fans were into it from start to finish. And it was such a disappointment, you know, that was it more than anything else. I mean, we lost a pretty good football team. You know, I believe the Patriots lost to them in the playoffs the last time I looked. But it's, you know, we expect to win every game. And the fact we got beat, you know, that was you know, if you want to say humbling, that was humbling, I guess. But, you know, to us, we're going to lace them up again, and we'll see what happens this week.
Rex, talk a little bit about your experience with Belichick off the field. I know one of your brother was a linebackers coach up here. How much experience do you have with him away from the game?
Not that much. I just, you know, I know my brother, you know, Rob was, you know, has two Super Bowl rings that he's, you know, obviously the entire family's proud of. He thought the world of Bill. You know, what I understand is, you know, my brother said, you know, hey, well, you think you're pretty good when you're a move or two ahead of somebody, but he always said this, that Belichick was four or five moves ahead of that. So, you know, and I have always said that I think he's the best coach in the league, but again, I'm here to beat him. You know, it's not about, you know, my skills against his skills, that we'd lose that. But it's about his team and my team, and you know, I have confidence in my team, and I know he's got confidence in his team as well, he should. But, you know, we get to see what happens on Sunday.
We know you've had some talks with Adalys Thomas. How do you feel like you could turn Adalys' career around?
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean, I thought he played pretty well. In fact, they almost won the Super Bowl against the Giants. You know, he had a strip sack. I think he just missed another one that ended up being a long game. But, you know, I had Adalys in Baltimore. I thought he did an outstanding job for us there. You know, we try to take advantage of what he can do athletically, and I thought he played well. It was no surprise that New England picked him up, and, you know, I think he played better than people give him credit for up there. But right now, you know, we're set, you know, pretty good with the guys that we have. I don't think Calvin Pace's injury is going to be that long, and I think, you know, I don't think he'll be out that long. We have Jason Taylor and we have Brian Thomas, so we feel pretty good about our outside backers.
So he's not in the cards right now, you'd say, Rex?
No. Uh-uh. No.
Rex, how did you enjoy the Hard Knocks experience?
It was okay. You know, I mean, that was fine. I know I got criticized a bunch by different people, including my mom, but you know what? I think they do a good job. The cameras, you don't really notice and all that. It was just, you know, an opportunity for the country to see who we are and the kind of players that we have and how we try to, you know, we feel that we have the best facilities in the league. We think we provide our players with the, you know, the top care in the league. So it was something to, you know, to try to show off, and hopefully we got that point across to people.
The way you said it was fine, do you regret it at all?
No, not at all. I mean, to me, we were just going to be ourselves. So whether they want to put cameras in front of you or not, then that's it. But again, we did it more of the fact that, you know, it was an opportunity for us to show who we were.
Rex, what's it going to take to get Mark Sanchez and that offense going?
I don't know. I hope to find out on Sunday. I know we got to do much better than we did. The last two times we played New England last year, in the first half, if you combine both those first halves, we had 90 yards of offense. So we better do better than that.
Rex, Antonio Cromartie has kind of been the guy at cornerback up until this year, where he's now the guy across from Darrelle Revis. How do you think he kind of responded to getting picked on so much with Baltimore trying to stay away from Revis so much?
Well, I mean, you know, we had way too many fouls. He had like four fouls on him, and you know, and he gave up a deep ball and things like that. And you know, you're going to give up completions. Every corner does. But you know, it's how you come back from it. And quite honestly, we've got to get him to use his athleticism, you know, to be more physical at the line of scrimmage and use his feet down the field more. And he's got such great length that a guy may have separation on you initially, but that doesn't mean you have to hold him or anything else, because he's got great makeup speed and he's got such a length that he can make plays on the football. And that's where we got to get him back to.
Just curious, is he a guy who could move to safety at all if you needed him to?
I don't see that happening.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thanks,
all right, guys. It was easy. All right, bye now.
Take care.